Transport issues in MEDCs. Traffic is a major issue for countries around the world regardless of the level of development. MEDC car ownership is high and is the preferred mode of transport, whilst LEDCs and newly industrialising countries have increasing number of car owners and need to find ways of accommodating them. Vehicles running on fossil fuels pose lots of problems because of their emissions. Vehicle emissions can discolour buildings, add acidity to rainwater, and impact upon health via respiratory conditions such as asthma. In addition, traffic can be noisy and unsightly and slows down essential emergency service vehicles and has an economic impact. People also suffer, and road rage is a recent phenomenon. The longer goods sit in traffic queues, the more it costs companies to move those goods. Traffic congestion is also a highly wasteful of fuel. The UK has got various strategies to manage traffic, including modifications to vehicles and government policy. There are many modifications to vehicles, such as running cars on unleaded petrol, making catalytic converters compulsory, promoting the use of electric and hybrid cars that pollute less, and promoting the use of newer cars through recent car scrappage scheme, where owners of a car 10 years old or more were given £2,000 towards the cost of a new car. Ensuring that cars pass an annual emissions test as part of an MOT is another strategy. The government's also tried to modify the road network. Increasing the size of roads and the number of lanes, for example a stretch of the A1 next to Leeds, improves traffic movement. Congestion charging is another strategy that's being tried. The government has placed electronic readers in London to read car number plates of cars entering central London. The cars are then sent a bill for entering the centre of the city. Variable speed limits is another strategy. It's known that if all cars move together at a constant similar speed, there is less flow breakdown and less chance of traffic jams. Reducing a speed limit from 70 mile per hour to 50 mile per hour in a busy time can keep traffic moving. The last area the governments can look at is promoting other forms of transport. There are many other possibilities for people to travel around the UK. The government has tried to promote other forms of transport in various ways. The Bike to Work scheme allows people to buy their bike cheaper by paying for it from their salary before tax is taken off. This means they save the tax payable on that salary. Metro services, for example the Tyne and Wear Metro, receive subsidies and investment grants, and the rail and bus work network are also subsidised by the government to provide a cheaper service. All of these are more sustainable than reliance on a road network.